Slightly offensive, but whatever. Yeah, hey,
I didn't name it. Sorry. It was named
I'll just ignore that.
White person.
Clearly. Clearly.
What good Sunday morning
good
to
Sunday
you.
Good Sunday morning to you. It's a bit early.
Podcast number, are we on 33 or 34?
Details.
I'm pretty sure
I changed it and made it right.
Because we were off last time and all confused.
No, we were off the time before, and I think I changed it based on the tab numbers in Excel.
Oh.
Oh, speaking of Excel, so you know how I have a whole bunch of fingernail polish, and I have it in the Excel spreadsheet? It also has graphs in the Excel spreadsheet
nice.
On, like, finish and color, and blah, blah, blah. And so I sent one of the graphs to Valerie, and she was like, you know I'm kind of in love with you right now, right? She goes, it's not the number of fingernail polishes you have. I go, no, no, it's the spreadsheet. So I send her the whole spreadsheet. She writes back. She goes, oh, yeah, talk dirty to me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's the woman of my heart. She understands Excel.
Excel
lovers unite.
There's a t-shirt and a mug that says I heart spreadsheets. I'm like, I do heart spreadsheets.
They're cool, aren't they?
Yeah, they're awesome.
I have a reputation at work.
Yeah, so do I. Well, that's what I do. Like, I have a spreadsheet that has so much data in it that I couldn't house it in Excel anymore. I had to move it to Access.
I hate Access.
You know what? I manage it, but I have a programmer that deals with all the nuts and bolts of it. But it's so big that it's starting to slow down.
Not
good. I know, because it sells data back to like 1994. It's huge, but I can manipulate the shit out of it. I'm like, oh, Excel Access sucks to me. Run the world.
I hear you. Totally.
That's when you know you're a sexy Excel person.
Mm-hmm.
When you start running your shit through Excel because it's so big.
That's funny.
Good morning, all.
Hello, all. Skein after skein.
Skein after skein.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. We talk about knitting. Crocheting.
About yarn, under the guise of yarn.
We're equal opportunity knitters and crocheters, let me tell you.
Talk about doggy daycare.
Oh, so I got a new sink put in my house, which Eva's seen. It's really nice and fancy.
Very nice.
Because we're slowly going to redo the kitchen over the next couple of years. Because that is expensive if you pay someone else to do it. Let me tell you. Because I ain't doing it. I'll reface the cabinets, but I ain't ripping out tile. That's no. Fail. I'm not doing that.
So
we had to put, when we get stuff done in the house, we tend to put Bailey in doggy daycare. Because this is easier not to have them underfoot and they're, you know, shit
right.
in the air.
And he might run out.
He might run out. All that good stuff.
Blah,
so
blah, blah.
It's just easier. Well, usually we just trap him in the bedroom and then he's stuck in the bedroom all day. So we just put him, yeah, not fun. So we put him in doggy daycare. Well, I found a daycare. My friend Junko uses the same daycare down in Torrance by the hospital. It's a vet hospital and a doggy daycare. So you have a vet
so if
on
hurts
staff.
Himself, he'll yeah. be close to the hospital.
Plus, he's in the hospital. Like, he was had a little infection the first time we took him, which was good because they were like, oh, we can put him in isolation. He'll still have his own space. But, you know, if you need anything, we have a vet. And they do grooming while they're there if you want, which I had them do, which was great.
Nice.
And
like a day at the spa.
Here's the thing, though. This place is, I mean, you can get private rooms. You can get deluxe rooms. You can have them groomed and all that. And it's still cheaper than the doggy daycare that's walking distance.
Really?
From my job. There's literally one 2 blocks away. They want $34, $35 a day. And it's just two big rooms. There's a big room for the big dogs and a big room for the little dog. He got his own deluxe cottage with a bed and a TV for all the TV watching he does for $24.
Can I go there?
Right? And that includes either 2 walks or 4 walks. I think it includes 2 or 3 walks because it's his daycare. Yeah, and I show up and I take his blanket with him because we all know how he loves his knitted blanket. I take his blanket with him, one toy.
People are like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't allow this blanket in here.
No, I know. They're like, you can bring any other blanket but that one. They're like, because they told me,
red
like,
heart Peruvian print.
Yes, it's in Peruvian print. It's pretty hideous.
Podcast.
But he went to call, yes, it's the grandma's grandmother's favorite dishcloth, but I just made it really big and I used 2 skeins of Red Heart Super Saver Peruvian print, and I just knit through one, and then when I got through the one skein, it's a skein, it's a gigantic skein, I started decreasing, and that's his favorite blanket. He's tried to bite Eve when she touched it. He will snap it. Anyone who tries to snap it, try
and
to touch
nobody
it.
Nobody is trying to
because no one touches it anymore.
It's so ugly.
And it's so, even my mom was like, oh my God, the thing is hideous. But I take that blanket with him because they said it brings something that smells like home.
Right.
And I always grab the toy of choice at the moment and a little Ziploc full of treats because he's spoiled. I asked the lady, I said, is it weird that I bring, you know, his bed and his treats? And she goes, no, we've had people bring two boxes of toys for daycare. I go, I'm going on a business trip. Will it be weird if I cry when I drop him off? And she just shook her head. She's like, nope. But yeah, he gets the deluxe
room. So he had the deluxe cottage.
So he gets a couple of walks. He gets a TV, a bed, plus all the stuff I take with him. And I've put them in regular before, and it's still cheaper than taking them to the place up the street. I've had taken them to the basic daycare, which is still a couple of walks, but he's in a regular concrete room. But I take his bed with him and his smaller bed with him and his blanket and have him washed, and it's still like $24. I'm like, and there's a vet on premises. I'm like, it's the best place. But yes, he was in. When he comes out the door, he's like pulling them down the hallway. He's like, get me out of here. Where's my mama? You know, but yeah, so.
Well, Bailey had a good day.
He had a good Friday.
I am.
Spoiled monster. It was my dad's suggestion to put him in daycare, too. He's like, I'll pay for his daycare. I was like, I'll split it with you since I had to get the deluxe for my man. But he's getting basic when I go on the business trip because I'll be gone for like 5 days. So I can't.
So.
He'll be fine.
Good. Good for him. Yeah. He's all content now. Well.
So, yeah. My child is, it's like I have a kid. Like, oh, they're like, where are you going? I'm like, I gotta go pick up my kid from daycare. I'll see y'all on Monday.
Hello, early.
I did, one time, when we got the windows done, I was like, I have to go pick up my child. I have to leave now. Like, I was like, they're like, okay.
Whatever, weird lady.
Weird lady.
Weird lady who
plus
knits.
I was crying at work anyway on Friday, so it was good to get out. One of those weeks. Oh my God, I'll go to that at the end. So if you feel like editing it out, you can.
Well,
I want to know how Saturday night went.
On a cheerful note, Saturday night. Well, what happened is that my husband went to a concert yesterday, last night, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, why don't we make it a sewing night? And Lisa was going to come, my neighbor Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Was coming upstairs to be sewing. And then Sarah was going to join us. And we were going to, and Sarah hadn't sewn in a while. So we were going to do a drawstring back for her, you know. And
my God, is that Red Heart?
Do not. ADD,
I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. Sorry.
So we are.
I'm sorry, it just looked crunchy.
Completely threw me.
So Sarah
story.
Was coming over, you guys
were
going to create a drawstring bag.
Then it was Lisa's birthday on Friday.
Yes.
So we're like, why don't we just throw her a surprise party? Yes. So we did it, and it was very last minute. So we had a few people over, and Lisa came, and she had absolutely no clue. And we're all
she's
like,
really easy to surprise. It's a good time.
And she was like, oh my God. And it was fun, and so people were over. And
I was
we were
at church.
Knitting, and then afterwards, we actually did some sewing.
Oh.
And we'll get to that later in the
yeah, we both look like we did some
sewing. Segment if we ever make it to
hush.
Any craft stuff.
So happy birthday, Elisa. Sorry I couldn't make your shindig. I was trying to run into someone at church last night who I didn't find, but I need to go to church anyway because it was a horrible week, and I'm hoping this week isn't as painful. So
we've got a email from a listener named Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Which is going to lead us straight into the other balls segment.
Uh-oh.
And she says, hey, Eve, thank you for inviting me to join the Skein of the Skein group. I had not discovered your podcast, and now I have just finished listening to my second episode and loving it. Except, tell Michelle that her other balls segment is about the wrong other balls. I need to get over there and convert her to Aussie rules.
Oh, I'm always down for a little bit of different.
Says,
what's up?
Could be beyond my powers by the sound of it, though. A through Annabelle tragic, I think.
I'm open to other, as long as it's not during my NFL season, I'm so open.
Well, I had to see, look this up, I want to read something here. What's the difference between Australian football and
hugely
American
different.
Football? My take, and here I'm reading this off from Yahoo Answers from 5 years ago. Somebody had the same question 5 years ago. I'm always surprised when you go on Yahoo and you're like, ooh, they thought about that 5 years ago. Okay, so let me read this here. My take on the difference, if you're asking about Aussie rules, the two sports are really so different. In fact, footy, which is Aussie rules, might be closer to soccer than American football. As mentioned, it's much, much faster game. The gameplay is only stopped for a few seconds at a time. It's one of the great things about the sport in my mind. These guys are constantly running around the field like soccer players. The legs are like tree trunks.
Yeah, they are.
Also, kicking is most crucial ability in footy. You can run with the ball, but you have to dribble every few steps. You can pass it by punching the ball, but primarily the players kick it to their team. You score by kicking the ball through goal posts. You can run the ball into goal, but you can hit it through for 1 point. It's full contact like American football, but they don't wear pads. And the play only stops for a few seconds when you're tackled. Overall, it's a great sport, but I hear it's really popular only in the south of Australia. I hope I can make it down there, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, everyone gives Americans a big, hard time about so much padding, but those pads are there for a reason because American football is crazy violent. I know it's stop and go, but like but you should see the injuries are really bad.
The thing is with American football, when I read this, and I have not really seen Australian football or American football, but with American football, what is so boring in a way is they run, they all end up in a heap of people. And then it's like,
when's the last time you've watched football?
They just walk around the game for 10 minutes.
But there's a reason for that.
Then they run
for
30 seconds all in a pile.
Okay, they don't do dog piles anymore, first and foremost. They outlawed that like 10 years ago.
Okay.
Literally, that is no longer allowed to do dog piles. But, tackling is a big thing in football, but there's reasons why you get stopped. Like some guy I was out with my friend Rochelle, and the season opener was on Thursday night, and you know the restaurant wasn't totally full, and like all of a sudden everyone in the room goes, "Oh!" Because this guy got tackled so hard. They played the replay in slow motion, like you could see like all you know, like you see like it turned into jelly. It was just like. And like he was on the ground for a minute because he got his bell rung. But there's reasons. I mean, those helmets are so padded because of concussions. Because I mean, when you get hit by some dude that's 250 pounds at full speed, that shit hurts. Okay, those.
I can imagine.
So we get a lot of flack for the padding, but there is good reason. I mean, like in the rules, like you can't grab someone from behind and pull them back. It's called horse collaring because what happens is you can hurt their back, and what is they bend backwards and like shit breaks, and so they had to put a rule for that. There's no hitting at the knees because when you see a guy's leg do this, bink
out.
If you've ever watched Canadian football, it fundamentally looks the same, but the energy level is so low. You're like, did anyone get tackled yet?
Well, my thing was this whole Australian football comment because I'm so clueless with all these. Balls.
Do the balls confuse you?
The balls confuse me. I thought that there was only one football in Australia, which is rugby. But there's a difference
between rugby and
I looked that up too. And I looked up, and this is funny.
Rugby is awesome.
The difference between Australian football and rugby. So it says here, again, from 5 years ago on Yahoo, Australian rules football is a sport requiring tremendous skill and athleticism. Rugby is a group of incredibly fat men carrying an incredibly fat football, waddling down an incredibly fat paddock from one end to another. Then for reasons no sane person can understand, they do a belly whacker in the mud.
Yeah.
So
there's more piling up. That's what it was like. They run and they jump into a pile, like you said. But if you look, you don't see that in American football anymore. But rugby is a lot of piling up. Like there's usually like two or three guys that'll ring your bell on American football because you don't do the dog pile anymore, which I miss. Like I love to see guys that have nothing to do with the play come across the field and jump on the pile because that's something I would do. But like in rugby, like I don't understand why. Like no one's explained to me like why all of a sudden. Play stops. I'm like, what's going on?
That's how I feel about football in general. Like,
well, if you
why
get hit,
stop now.
Well, if you get hit in football, like if you have the ball and I tackle you to the ground, play stops. But I don't understand why play stops in rugby. Like, all of a sudden, everyone just stops. I'm like, what happened? I don't understand. But see, here's the difference between you and I. I will actually go look something up like that. You know, like, what I need to understand the rules of
rugby.
Yeah,
I don't care enough.
It's awesome.
But talking of not caring enough, why don't you take it away, the 5 minutes, Michelle?
Notre Dame football won their opening game. Woo, woo, woo. They beat Temple like they owed them money. It was awesome. I can't remember the score. It's not important. What's important is that they won, because then they lost yesterday to Michigan. So, what are you going to do? So, which I totally saw coming. They tend to lose to Michigan pretty, because they're as good as Notre Dame is. And even though we did have an undefeated season last year, Michigan, they're a team to beat. They're awesome, though. They had, I think they held the record now for the biggest, what you call it, attendance. It was 115,000 people at their game yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a huge rivalry. So yay. The season has officially started as of last weekend. It was Denver and somebody. I enjoyed them watching them beat up. Like, I don't even remember the losing teams when it's my team winning. I'm like, whatever. But Peyton Manning, my future baby daddy. Woo! He was dropping those. But I mean, it was a slight touchdown fest. It was sick. I was watching it at the counter with my homegirl, Rochelle, eating a bison burger. It was delicious. It was so good. And yeah, so I know you can't. She can see it. I can't
see
it from here.
I can see the NFL Football Network running in the living room on this giant television thing here.
I have the NFL package. So I have the NFL Network, plus I also have the very, very expensive that my dad's paying for this year NFL package. I mean, Prime Ticket, which means I get, like most people, I get every game. Most people get Network. I get every game. If there's 16 games on, I can watch all 16 games. And I will show you, even though you don't care, this it's kind of cool to see. I get 8 games at a time on one screen.
Okay.
It's a lot of football.
So you should get a lot of knitting done.
Yeah, well, it's hard to watch all 8 games because it's just a red box over the game that you're getting sound for. But there's so much going on, it's hard to focus on the separate one. But what it does, it lets you see what's going on and you can pick that game and then go to that game. Which is good because what most people don't realize is if you are, like, say you're a Browns fan, which is out of Ohio, we're not in their market. So you don't get their game unless they're playing someone in your market. So this way, if you're a huge diehard Browns fan and you want to watch your game, just go find the game, and there it is. You can watch whatever game you want if it's on, which is really nice. Valerie said she's going to send her husband down here because she doesn't. She was just like, oh, I'm just going to pack him up and send him to your house.
What I love about you telling me, doing this segment, you're telling me like I have any clue what you're talking about.
What part did you understand?
The whole beginning part is like, these guys and that. Da, 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 da. I was like, okay.
I thought that was very clear. I don't think you didn't understand. You just don't care and you tuned me out.
Maybe.
So don't, I didn't say anything. It's not like I was talking about pass plays versus running plays.
What?
You just ignore me. I think we might discontinue this because
disengaged. No,
you disengaged.
People are interested.
But you disengaged.
I have nothing to say about
But you don't listen.
I'm listening. Oh,
I love.
Okay.
Here's what. Hold on. This is why I get mad about that.
Why
I have enough people in my life, i.e. work and my father, who don't listen. Okay? No, you're not.
I
have people at work that don't listen to me. Like, I
Molly O'Malley.
What's up? That's my girl.
A football thread in the group. So
it's gonna be me and her.
Maybe, I don't know.
It's gonna be the same people that talk about The Rock.
Right.
I love her though. She is my sister from another mister,
so
no
funny.
Doubt. Like I told her, I was like, you need to move closer so I can like check on you and you know your husband. She's like, we need to move closer so we can plot revenge against people. I'm like, and that too. I need to respond to you. I haven't ignored you. I've just been crying a lot at work. Cause work sucks. Ah.
Well,
I did a full on body roll in a meeting now. Like, we have this thing. There's a show called Girl Code, and I'll make this quick because we got a lot of yarny
yarn
stuff to talk about. Whenever someone says all this, me and my friend Juko do this. We go all this, and we fill our bodies up when we say it. And someone, a manager from another department, said all this, and then she was sitting next to me. She goes all this. And I said all this, and like felt myself up. And the other manager was like, oh god, oh god. Like, he totally panicked. It was so funny.
It's so inappropriate.
It's totally inappropriate. We warned him early on that all meetings with us was going to be super inappropriate. And he brought in someone new into the meeting, and like, I was listening to Funkadelic when they walked in, and we're sitting there typing and working with do 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 do. Oh, yeah. And he goes, oh. And she, like, looked around and passed. She goes, no. Meetings are different here. I'm like, meetings are different with us. Like, it's like me and my work BFF. Yeah, trust me. We have no filter.
That's so funny.
All this.
That is so funny and hilarious and inappropriate.
Like, yeah.
Totally to the max.
Because the whole thing is like your crush. I got it from Girl Code because the girl was like, she goes, your job is to make sure your crush wants to get on all this. So that's our thing. All this, and ain't nobody got time for that. And mine is always like, do I look like I got time for all this? I ain't got time for
this. I have lately I watched Zoolander again, one of my all-time favorite movies.
I've seen that movie
and
once.
One of the phrases that I keep in, that I just can't get out of my head is, that Hansel is so hot right now.
That Hansel is so hot right now?
It's
what the hell does that even mean?
Owen Wilson plays that model Hansel, right? And Will Ferrell plays Mugato, the big whatever, the bad guy. But every time when Hansel comes anywhere, the model, supermodel, Mugato is like, that Hansel is so hot right now. And it doesn't matter whether the funeral or Mugato, that Hansel. Right now, you know?
I love stupid shit like that that gets stuck in your head.
That's stupid, you know.
Don't look up to the doorbell.
Poor Lisa has been drawn into this because I continuously babble on about it. I'm like, that apartment is so hot right now.
I love how you make it a situation appropriate. That yarn is so hot right now.
Right.
Speaking of yarn. And I didn't even do that for a segue purposes.
Shall we,
I just
do
thought that was funny.
As we,
okay,
we're at 22 minutes.
Whatever.
Yarn?
Is that Red Heart Super Saver?
I am back on a Red Heart Super Saver project. It's my second Red Heart project in the year. But what
it's not
I,
that we don't like Red Heart. It's just.
My hands are getting scruffy from. No, but what this is.
It's a sock monkey bottle.
It's a sock monkey. I'm
junk.
Not gonna buy, like, expensive yarn for a sock monkey.
But if you're gonna cuddle with it, let me see.
Okay,
it.
And I had that much done of the sock
it
monkey.
It just looks like a creepy penis.
One leg, and I sent this picture to people. I'm like, what do you think I'm working on?
A fungi penis.
It looks horrible.
It looks horrible.
But it's gonna be
a. You know, a super saver is horrible in this game. But it just knits up like totally, like it's okay once it's knitted. Like it's not horrible.
I don't know about that one.
But still, it's not horrible once you wash this. Like
yeah, it has to be washed.
It's. I mean, like even though I feel like I'm fondling a giant penis.
Penis?
Like,
okay, what happened with this monkey? Lewd gestures with my sock monkey.
Yes, we won't talk about it. It was weird. You could figure
but
it out.
But what happened is Lisa and I saw this on this pattern a day calendar, and there was a sock monkey hanging off a little lunch bag.
Literally hanging off.
But then we started making it, and we thought the whole thing is about maybe 5-10 inches, but it's really actually hanging off a suitcase, and the whole thing
is.
Oh,
it is.
Like, 18 inches tall, and after making the first leg, I'm like, I thought the whole monkey was going to be this size.
Yeah, you don't really, even though I think they did that for scale, but you don't notice it, that it looks like
it's,
a little person.
It looks
it's
like
a freaking roller
it's
luggage piece.
It's luggage.
Oh my god, he's going to be for like a good 22 inches.
He's going to, 18 inches, it says there, if you read, if anybody would read the pattern, we would have known that.
Like, I'm holding the pattern, I'm like, it's 22 inches, you're like, read
the
pattern.
I was a little, I started wondering when it says, you need so many yards of gray yarn, I'm like, what? That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Then you realize
small,
it's pretty
monkey,
big.
And then you make the leg. And you,
so like, why are you making this? Just because you think it would be awesome?
Yeah, because I think sock monkeys are cool. And
They used to creep me out. I used to take offense to them. Like, I was slightly offended by them because I thought, I was like, why are their lips so big? Like, what are they trying to say? Yes.
I need to look it up. I don't know what's the history of sock monkeys. Somebody said they came from Japan. I thought it was an American thing.
I thought it was an American thing.
So I need to look it up.
I thought it was an American thing, like you had extra socks with holes and you just put them together as a sock monkey. It's a toy, cheap toy for your kid, but maybe not.
In the Depression era?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I don't know. I'll
see, I would make mine
up.
In different colors, though.
Well,
did you have gray?
Lisa had the gray,
okay.
I had the white, you know, whatever, it's all good.
Oh, yeah, I would totally make it girly.
So, working on a sock monkey.
Oh, I like that one in the back that has like the multi kind of gray.
The one in the back looks on the picture looks like it's crocheted.
Crocheted, it is.
So there is so. Hey. I thought, but they only give you the knitting pattern because the calendar is
the knitting one.
Knitting.
But yeah, that's clearly crocheted. I make that one. I make both of them. Bailey would go ape shit on that.
So I don't know what's gonna happen to the monkey, but I'm gonna make the monkey.
Are you gonna have a monkey on your back?
I'm gonna have a monkey. It's already sitting on my. I already test sitting on my shoulder, but it's just the legs.
You should wear it at work.
Right, it's my monkey in the making.
No, just be in the meeting and be like, "Oh, you want to do what? Let me consult the monkey." Like turn and talk to the monkey.
The monkey that has needles and there's actually just two legs.
No, when it's done,
torso. It's not done yet.
When it's done, though, you should wear it to work. Like the monkey is not pleased with the decisions made in this meeting.
Should take it.
And just like walk out angrily with the monkey on your shoulder.
So,
I would totally do that.
I will lend you the monkey when it's
done. And here's
done.
The thing, no one would question me doing that at work. With some of the shit I say in meetings, this is like...
That's funny. That's a great idea. I cannot do that because I actually like my job. You know, but I can lend you the monkey.
Well, apparently, like, we have been flirting in these meetings, the guy that's running the meetings and myself, and like, it's just been ongoing crazy. So this would just add to this project that I'm on. I need a monkey for my meetings. I need a hand-knit freaking monkey for my meeting.
The
so
monkey
awesome.
Will come to work with you when it's done.
That'd be so awesome.
So since we are in works in progress, the other thing I'm working on are my swatches for that master's level 2.
How many have you got done?
1.5.
Woo! It's like a rock star.
Don't ask that question again. Please.
Sorry. that question and response will be stricken from the notes, from the record.
What are you working on?
I am working on the metallurgy shawl very slowly because I didn't realize how intense the lace was on that.
Really?
Yeah. It's because I have a hard time with following lace. It's not that I have a hard time. It's just I don't. It doesn't come to me as easily as other people. Like, I see people like, oh, once I did it a couple times, I totally had it memorized. Like, you do that. I'm like, I look at it all throughout. Like, it's just I have to reference it. It's just I just don't want to fuck up. And, you know, I'm just very...
Yeah, because you know what? Lace is a pain in the ass if you make a mistake and go back. Because you literally have to go back step by... Stitch by stitch. You cannot
especially
drop down.
Especially with this, because the metallurgy shawl has... Like, the body is done. Like, I knocked that out, even with extra rows. But this is what it looks like written out. It's like a page and what, a third, a page and a quarter of the solid. Which is actually easier for me to follow.
Than the chart?
I go back and forth because there's the chart. And here's the chart is easy, except you have to undo that is tough because you have twisted stitches. So you're knitting into the back on both sides.
Ouch.
It looks bitchin', but it's tough.
Yeah, you
it's better
not mess up.
Oh, the first couple of rows were...
Remember that super
it was
simple...
stressful.
That super simple market backpack I made just a couple months ago?
Yeah.
That was also... It was actually very easy, but do not make a mistake because you had yarn wrapped around stitches to go back. It's just painful.
Yeah, and so I've had to be very careful. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a step back from it for a few minutes and just work on it slowly because I just want to pound through it and it's just not that type of...
Sorry, my phone keeps...
It's not that type of pattern.
Okay, I'm going to put my phone away.
But I was like, I need something simple to cleanse my mind. And I'm totally trying to get through my works and projects. My goal is to be like Lady Bird and have very few, if any, works in progress. And
right.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do
Lady Bird, we love her.
We love her.
Oh, my God. This week, she already had posts again. She posts every week or every
day
or whatever. So many of them coming in.
That linen
like,
top.
How gigantic must her wardrobe be if she
you,
makes something
did you look
every...
At her, did you look at her wardrobe? You can look through all the stuff she's made, knit and sewn. Oh, my God. She's amazing. She has really cute. She has really good body proportions. So
she's
everything's super cute
too.
On her. And she's pretty. And she swears like a sailor.
Nice
I like her.
Too, you know. She's so hateable in theory, but she's actually really nice and we love her,
I know.
You know.
So, in effort to get stuff off the needles that's been sitting on there forever, I went back to my sock heads pattern. And so, I finished the 2x2 ribbing, finally. And
all right.
And here's the thing. You only need 4 inches of it. I got excited one night and was watching TV and doing the ribbing. So, I did 4.5 on accident.
Nice.
So, I have a little bit more. And you have to do 9 inches of stockinette. I have about 6 Like, I, this is...
a gigantic hat.
Yeah, it's really floppy in the back. But this is so you can, like, pull it up like this.
Right, right.
But when you last saw me, I was probably about right here.
Right, you have.
And I've done, how much?
About 10 inches.
I found my Michael Levine, what you call it?
Tape measure.
It was in a cup underneath some pins.
So how much have you done?
I've done about...
Seven
and a half inches since I saw you last.
Nice.
So I
good
have,
work,
yeah,
Michelle.
I've,
good work.
I have about 6.5 inches of stockinette. I need 9, so I'm almost done with that. And then the rest is just decrease a few,
right?
You know, to crown. But it's, I don't, this is on, oh, I just said we have to be more, we forget to tell what needles we're using and all that crap. I know. We should at least mention what yarn we're using.
Right, so what yarn you're using, what weight?
This is finger weight, it's sock weight.
Okay.
And this is my first sock weight hat. It takes a minute, like how girls make sweaters out of sock weight. What the fuck?
Who's got the time? Give me a size 15 needle and a super extra bulky.
I happen to know that
held.
Jill has made some like lightweight sweaters, and I'm like, she's like, oh, I made this sweater. I'm like, oh, that's a really cute sweater. And I've gone and looked at the pattern. I'm like, that's sock weight, and she made that in a month.
Right.
Like, this hat's taken me weeks. Like, this is ridiculous. But, like, I mean, because imagine if this was a sleeve, okay? This is Knit Picks. I'm making this out of Knit Picks Imagination, which is a hand-dyed finger weight. In the color they don't make anymore, called Evil Stepmother.
Right.
Which
that's
I really
that
like.
Purplish tone.
Yes, purple, blue, a little bit of lavender, some gray, a kind of cobalty blue, and then like a random persimmon stripe every blue moon.
It's really pretty.
It's really pretty. I've had this yarn forever, and I was like, I don't want to make socks out of it because it has mohair in it, and it'll be a little too warm. And
yeah.
So I was like, what do I make with this? I'm like, oh, I'll make a sock head hat out of it. And
sock
but
head.
Yeah, yeah. What you say for that skein of sock weight yarn that you really just don't want to put on your feet because it's too pretty? But I'm like, this would make it's dark, which is good for me because I wear brown
right.
makeup. And it gets cold. Everyone's like, you, what do you wear hats for in Los Angeles? It gets cold in the morning
oh,
when you're
God,
walking your dog,
yeah, but
dude.
Not that much because I have a drawer in my dresser, a drawer full of hats and warm stuff. And I can never, I always look at it when I accidentally open the drawer. I'm like, oh.
In
and
the
then
winter,
I have to close it again because it's
in
like
winter,
7
I have,
million
no.
degrees right now.
Well, right now, yeah, in the winter. But in the winter when I'm walking Bailey at 7:30 in the morning.
September, other places are getting a cool breeze and they can wear scarves
but
already.
But come December,
and like sweating.
Come December, I have a hat on every morning when I walk Bailey. My friend who walks her dog in the morning, too, she asked for a hat. She's like, it's cold. When you're walking your dog anytime between 6:30 and 7:30 in the morning, and especially because I'm close enough to the beach and high enough up that I get a breeze in the morning, it gets fucking cold.
Oh,
out
I
here.
Go hiking at 6 in the morning every day. I'm
yeah.
going to be able to wear hats.
You're going to be wearing hats.
All right.
I mean, it's funny because people, I know, what you call it, Leslie from the Knit Girl, she's like, I'm 10 miles in from the beach, but we still get an ocean breeze. I'm like, I'm way in from the beach. I mean, I'm a solid probably 15, probably 10 to 15, but I'm high enough, and with the way the air works here, I get 2 o'clock every day, I get ocean breeze. Problem is, 6 o'clock in the morning, it's freaking cold. Because I get cold air.
I guess we don't have any right to talk about that. Considering
I mean,
that other people are snowed in up to their ears in wintertime, you know, and stuff.
And we're having like 80 degrees to have winters.
Like, we're sitting here crying, I can't wear my hand.
Because it's 93 degrees.
It's not going to get colder than 70.
Hey, last Christmas when I had bronchitis,
Christmas.
Oh, gosh. I had acute bronchitis. It was raining and I was walking Bailey.
Oh, wow.
I had on a heavy, you know, I make sure I have on my heavy jacket, a hand knit hat.
Sorry, email.
Hand knit hat, you know, over my ears. And that's what I like about this. This is 4.5 inches, so totally
you
cover
can
the
totally
ears.
Totally put it over the ears. That's nice about that hat.
And even though it's thin because it's feather, it's finger weight, it's warm because it has, it's, let's see, it is 50% wool, 25% alpaca, and 25% nylon.
Nice.
So that's going to be nice and toasty.
Nice.
Come
and
the winter.
Nylon gives it some nice stretch.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep, happy. I highly recommend. Ooh, and my needles are some fancy Japanese needles.
Okay.
Because I needed a smaller than what Knit Picks made.
What is going on? Why is people not
I don't like the
hat,
magic loop hats until I get to the crown.
Oh,
I actually like to be on 16s.
Well,
Trust me, I love me some magic loop.
I do too. It's like And
perhaps for
I
some reason.
With magic glue, I don't use, I use circulars for everything.
But when I do
everything.
Hats, I like a nice 16-inch, cable. It just makes me happy. I don't know why.
All right. Well,
everyone that has their something.
We want you to be happy.
That's right. As I told the guy in my meeting, he goes, I go, I'm happy. He goes, and I'm happy you're happy. I'm like, oh, you should be. That's good. I go, because when I'm happy, everyone's happy. He goes, I figured that out. I go, because when I'm angry, everyone's miserable.
Nice. You must be. Oh, my God. You must be such a terror in your office.
Hey, I am definitely an example of happy wife, happy life. When I'm happy, like, I'm like, I should make pumpkin bread for the office. When I'm sad, I'm like, I want this shit to burn down.
Nice.
With the following people in it.
Remind me when my company gets big and I'm hiring.
Should totally hire me.
I should not mix friends and business ever.
Oh, no. Like, me and Juko, we're both A-type personalities, and we argue, but when we're on a project together, that shit gets done. And done well.
Right. No, I totally hear you. Coming back,
you just have to deal with us in all this.
That's
the title, is all this.
I would totally, if I had a big company, I'd be like, okay, you can knit in meetings as long as you pay attention. You know, if I see you looking at your lace pattern, I have an issue. But you can knit, and you're not allowed to bring computers to the meetings. Or we'll turn off the internet. You know, you can take notes, but you're not going to go on the internet.
Not yesterday, Friday. The Friday before, something in the back of my head said, take your knitting to work. I'm like, I'm not going to get to work on it. Why am I taking my knitting to work? I should have totally taken my knitting to work because all of our servers on our side have been down since 4 o'clock in the morning and didn't come back up until about 1:05, 1:10. I could have gotten I was first time in years I've got taken lunch. I could have had a solid 2 hours of knitting just at my desk listening to my music. I was so pissed.
Well, coming back to yarn.
That was about yarn.
I know. But coming back to works in progress and finished object. Oh, since you were talking about Ladybird and...
my goal is to have this done by next recording.
Okay. We will hold you to that. But I have to mention what happened last time after the recording.
Yeah.
We were talking about Michelle had started several years ago the Modern Garden cardigan.
Yes.
And she got a good 10 inches of the body done.
If not more.
And it had been sitting in the closet forever and ever.
For
so
2 years?
Two, I think
three.
It's 2 years because I had mine
yeah, two
done
years.
For that long. So, in the spirit of following Lady Bird on getting objects, either finish them or kick them out, Michelle said, I cannot rip it apart, you do it.
Yep.
And I ripped apart that whole thing.
And reballed it up into three or four balls?
Right. And we took pictures. You can post the pictures. Actually, I can post the pictures. I have them. And
they're on my project page.
And I got inspired by that because I had this American Dolls sweater, American Girl doll sweater that I had started. It's an Tarja project that also had been sitting in my queue for 2 years. And I never finished it. And I hated doing it and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and okay, I'm going to take it out. I'm either going to finish it or rip it up. It's not going back. I'm not going to think about it anymore. So I took it out and I finished it. Because I was like, it is too adorable.
Look how cute it is.
And it needs buttons. There's supposed to be two buttons.
Oh,
so
that is absolutely just
but
precious.
I made it in, what is that?
Caron
Simply Soft.
Right.
With
it has
blue
such a
and red and
country blue medium.
Flare jacket.
Wait, country blue medium and what's this
crimson
red car?
Crimson red or something.
I know that blue because we've all used that blue.
Yeah.
Is it seamed?
Well, it's, yeah.
So precious.
It's made in parts, you know. And it's in Tarja. So.
It is the most precious thing.
And all I had to do, I think what was holding me back is because the instructions were maybe not written the best way on the front pieces because you go one way and then you have the Tarja. And on the other side, you go the other way and you have the entire. So I had to retranslate that. It took me a whole 2 minutes to figure it out.
They should just let you do a pick up a button, man.
Whatever. Yeah. It's in Tarja. It's a good practice in Tarja piece, you know. So I finished
that.
That
is
so
precious.
So I'm thrilled.
Not
that
quite
I
the
got
size
something.
Of the sweater that we ripped apart for me.
No, but it was
absolutely
work, you know?
Adorable. Such a good job, too. Look at how cute
you,
that
but
is.
It's, I love how people have to swear. Sit for 2 years.
Yeah, you could have knocked this out. Like, how long did it take
you
to do it?
It took me a day to finish it.
Yeah.
And it's been sitting, and it's been like, it's sort of burdening if you have these objects sitting there.
See, doesn't it feel refreshing?
It feels nice to be done out.
As sad as I was to see all that work get torn out, I'm like, I'm going to repurpose that into something I like. And it felt good not to have that freaking project just sitting there. Like, I felt like it just looked at me every time. Even though it was in the closet, it was looking at me from above. I mean, from, you know, beyond.
Right.
So, yeah, we did
that. And then the other thing I did is I finished in the dishcloth swap, Bethy Bob. They only received 4 dishcloths. We messed up there somehow. I don't know
what happened.
But I made one more of the textured hard dishcloth.
What color was it?
It was pink with a white border, you know, same color.
Peaches and cream or sugar and cream?
Sugar and cream.
So I made that.
And those dishcloths, I mean, they're crocheted. Absolutely easy, peasy, 45-minute project.
Yeah.
And really cute dishcloth.
Adorbs.
You know? I love crocheting dishcloth.
I like crocheting. I like the result of knitting dishcloths, but that's a lot of work for something I'm going to dunk and dirty. Well,
yeah, totally. For dishcloth crocheting. Did you make any dishcloth?
I did. Well, you have one more thing that you finished.
I finished the Black Death shawl.
Do you have it with you?
I do have it with me. It needs to be blocked still. And the audience
needs to be moved in.
But I
ooh, that's going to block so pretty.
Except I don't have space to block it right now because I have way too many foster cats in my house at the moment.
Wait,
so I cannot
see.
Put needles in my house anywhere. So I made the Black Death dishcloth shawl.
Well, this is a hell of a dishcloth.
And this is going to be the epic cow challenge, and you having it upside down, but whatever.
Inside out.
Inside out, whatever. Same thing. English language, hard language. Oh, it looks good on you.
Oh, that's really lovely.
So,
this is good. I'm so making
really
this.
I really liked working on this shawl. It
I
was
like
such
this
an
in
easy
church.
Pattern, and oh my. And totally recommend it. Super easy.
I'm going to do it, if I decide to make it, I'm going to make it in, what's that yarn that I love so much? Cascade 220.
Okay.
In like a burgundy-ish, reddish.
You like that yarn so much?
I love
not. I'm not a big fan of Cascade 220.
What? It's so earthy feeling. I love it. But I think that and it's going to block like amazing. You know what though? I found undyed. It's not as soft. If you touch a dyed color, Red Heart Super Saver is different. Different colors feel different.
I'll be back at Red Heart Super Saver.
Love that stuff. I don't know if we should call this episode Red Heart Super Saver Lovin' or like
all this.
All this. How about all this Super Saver?
All this.
All this. D-I-S.
That Red Heart Super Saver is so hot right now.
All this. Well, I too, since we messed up on, don't forget, Cascade 222, but since we somehow messed up and got her 4 instead of 2, I made her a dishcloth also in this really pretty color. I think it's called Desert Essence or something like that.
Oh, that is pretty. It's a variegated sugar and cream or peaches and
peaches
cream?
Peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream.
It's brown, like a tannish yellow and blue.
Very pretty.
It just came out really pretty. I really love this pattern.
Love the way it knit up, crocheted up too.
Yeah, really like that. So that's I'm gonna make a label.
Well,
and then,
that was the twirly girl.
The twirly girl
dishcloth.
And I made you one.
Thank you. Oh
because
God,
she
God,
liked
yes.
it enough that she wanted me to make her one, but she didn't like it enough to use one of her options for the dishcloth swap for it. She's like, can you just make me one so I have to use it for and I was slightly insulted, but not really.
Not really.
So that was yours.
Thank you.
That one is made out of peaches and cream also in Yorktown, and it's dark blue, a bluish light gray, and red.
It's beautiful.
Dark red. So let me make a label for this. It's not a yarmulke.
I can wear it.
She has it. It's not a giant pasty. If your nipple is that big, that's a problem.
Well, I was going to think more of a bikini, make 2 of them and strain them together. Love the dishcloth. Thank you very
no
much.
No problem. That's number 9 and 10 that I've made from this pattern.
I really like that pattern.
I love this pattern. I've made it 10 times. I've gotten my $3 worth. No
you
question.
You have, indeed.
And then I made this dishcloth because I went to make my Franken cloth, and I used 3 different yarns. I used a regular white.
This dishcloth is the grandma's favorite.
Yep, grandmother's favorite. I started off alternating this regular white, I think, which is sugar and cream, and the Sun Kiss, which is blue, yellow, and white. And I alternate every two rows. And so
You carry it along so you don't have to weave in 7,000.
Oh, yeah. That's why this side is tight, though. But about, what is that, like 3/4 of the way I ran out of the Sun Kiss, which is what I anticipated. And then I just switched in another variegated yarn, which I don't know the name of. Oh, Peace.
What a wonderful way to use up.
Because you can tell it's a different yarn, but it really doesn't matter.
And what a great idea to put the white in between, because it all holds it all together. It's not like the abrupt, oof, it's changing now.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, that, like, and the thing is, like, you can't tell if it changed here, because that light blue is so close.
Right.
It's like, oh, she changed. Oh, yeah, there's red in it now. You know, it's like, but it's like, it's a dishcloth that, like, I might make one for my aunt. She won't care. She'll just be happy to have a dishcloth. And it's just like, and it's still oddly pretty, even with that little funny
it's
color change.
It's very pretty. It's a great idea.
Yeah. The white, the every other white is what makes this pattern work.
Yeah.
It really does. So I made three.
And I love your name for it, Frankencloth.
You came up with that.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
That's why I love it so much.
I said Franken something. And you're like, Frankencloth. I was like, yep.
All right.
It was a group effort.
So are we going into the haberdashery?
No, I finished sewing something too.
Right, that is haberdashery.
I thought that was under chalice chatter.
What?
Well,
let's just talk about what you finished, which brings us into the sewing haberdashery.
Okay.
Or so, is it chalice chatter?
I don't know.
Let's just talk about something.
Okay. So there was some sewing happening. Let's talk about what you bought. Like, I bought... That's why I thought haberdashery, we need to redefine. I bought a new pattern, and I bought this pattern for two reasons. One, I just bought a dress that's almost exactly like this, except for a couple
very
of designs.
Pretty.
Yeah, very cute, $130.
Very slimming, because it has a panel going
on
down
both
the
sides.
Middle. And, yeah, it has a big panel going down the middle, and then it has the insets on the side.
That are black, and it makes you look
makes
super
you look
skinny.
Like you're a size 0.5.
Which I am not. Let's get that clear. I am bursting forth with awesome, so I'm no one size two. But so I bought one from Nordstrom's Rack. I only paid $35 or $44, but it was originally priced at just over $130. I want to say $138, maybe.
It's a perfect dress, though. It could be used for so many occasions.
Yeah, I have some meetings, big meetings coming up.
We should put a picture up of
yes.
that dress.
But I was shopping with my friend Trista, because she was making her sister is having her first baby, and this is her first nephew. So she decided to make some quilts, so we were shopping for stuff. And I was like, oh, let me run through the pattern. So I was looking for another pajama pattern. And I saw the new look pattern. Pattern number 0188. And I was like, holy shit, that's the dress I have at home. Oh, this pattern's $3. I'm like, so I spent I bought a $130 dress.
For $33.
For about $30 to $40. And then I found the pattern for it for
$3.
And if I make it a couple of times, I will have the same dress three times over. And this one has different options. It's very similar. Like the top, it's a little different, the top, but it's the same concept, same cut, and I'm going to make this dress because I want to see how I can make it, how close I can make it to the one I already have. Because the other one, remember the other one in the center panel, it has a lace that runs down the side, which is really cute. But like you can, it's like, hi, I have options.
This dress, especially with the different variations, I mean, it's such a good all-purpose dress, and especially works so very professional looking.
Yeah.
Plus,
but
so slimming.
Dinner, but you can wear this out to dinner to a nice restaurant. So I totally didn't even think twice about buying this pattern, especially since it was $3. It came in like a crazy amount of sizes. I was like, yep, on it, gonna make it.
Nice.
I also bought the fall 2013
knit team. I have been eyeing this one, and I almost bought it, but then I was like, I'm not going to make anything. I need to stop buying
I want
medicines.
That sweater. Can you pause for a second?
Sure. We're pausing. We'll be
We're
right
pausing.
Back.
What's the pause button here?
Yeah, that's still
work.
Going.
And this should be recording again. Yes, we're back.
Yeah, so...
Knit scene.
Yeah, very cute stuff in it, this one. I was particularly drawn to the sweater that's on the front. It's a nice basic sweater, but with a nice detail to it that you could change if you wanted to.
I like that the zigzag scarf that's in there. That's pretty cool. And
then there's that
chevron beret. Beret.
Yes.
So
I like the sweater, the praline pullover. What I don't understand is this picture. She has on a tutu, a leotard, a sweater, boots, and she's in the candy aisle of a
And
like,
then the boots
store.
Have like big old pink bows on them.
Yeah, out of like ribbon.
Very weird.
But the sweater's really cute.
I want to be a princess when I'm grown up.
Right.
Take out of mommy's closet whatever I can find.
Right, I know. What drew me to this, what's it called?
Magazine?
This issue were the sweaters. Those are really good sweaters this time around. But
so
you know how
it's a nice magazine. I was drawn to it, then I was like, no, you know what? I'm not going to really make anything out of
it. I was thinking about a pair of mitts that are in here also for the Epic Cow Cow, too.
Oh.
So, no review on this one. You know how I feel about knitting. I wouldn't buy it if I didn't love it. I love it. And so I was like, I have this material for my pajamas because mm-hmm. we have our pajamas for our Epic, not Epic Cow Cow, for our Great Sew Along.
Great Sewing Bee.
And I was like, oh, this is cute. It's cream background with light blue geometric flowers with squares in the middle instead of circles. Super cute, right? Feel how soft.
PJ
material. So I have 3 yards of that. But then I saw this material. I'm like, oh, my God. This is
little flowers.
Little flowers.
PJ, how many yards did you buy out that?
This is 2.5.
Are you just for the pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I wasn't sure how much to take for pants because some patterns you need 2 yards and some patterns need 4 yards. You know,
that's usually
like
including the
top. Yeah, so
for yeah, usually pajamas, depending on how tall and what size you're making, you're looking at 2 to 3 yards max.
I bought 2 yards of fabric, and I may make the pants short and make
yeah.
them ankle length or something.
Oh, I love what you're talking about. Like, not the summer, not the winter, but in that in between where it's not cold or hot at night, you're just kind of like, I don't know what to wear that. Just below the knee length, it's perfect.
So,
but what I'm going to do though is if I like this pattern, I'm going to make. I found some flannel, the Grinch Who Stole Christmas material
oh,
at
nice.
Michael Levine's. I'm like, oh hell yeah, I need bottoms and tops, and rock it straight during the Christmas holiday. So
well, I bought also the flannel material for the PJ pants, and I forgot to bring it for
Ooh,
the
what's it look like
for the September challenge.
Oh, the second material I bought, it has little orangey red flowers with green little leafy stems. This
it's
is cute
like
pattern.
Cute.
It's very
yeah.
English. I should get up and have
peachy.
Tea.
Yeah, right. Tea calls
yes.
that pattern. Mine is. No surprise, the background is dark
blue. What?
Dark blue.
I'm so
shocked. But it's got sock monkeys all over.
Shut up.
I figured if I make a sock monkey, I need to have PJ pants
matching
with
pants.
Sock monkeys on them.
You have to make those.
So, yeah, I bought it at Joanne's. Lisa and I were there, and she was really surprised. She's like, "You what? You buy the sock monkeys? What? What's wrong?"
I'm kind of surprised too, but that's awesome.
I could not find anything. There was 7 million materials, and the store was closing in 10 minutes, and that was on so much pressure. It was so much pressure.
See, we went to Michael Levine's last week, and I was just like when I saw.
Did
this,
you go up to the loft?
No, we went on a Sunday.
Okay.
It was totally closed, but we went. Because, oh, like I was saying, my friend was, she made the cutest, it took her an afternoon, just a very simple receiving blanket. We found, in Michael Levine's, we found this flannel that had, it was white with little tiny blue, green, gray polka dots on it. Her sister's having a boy. And then, I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but okay, no one knows what I'm talking about. But, like, do I know that? But then she instead of doing flannel on both sides, she did cotton on one side. I'm like, I don't know how that's going to work. It came out so cute. And on the cotton side is squirrels and horses and maybe dinosaurs, but not like pictures, just like silhouettes of different animals in different directions. Oh, my gosh. She knocked it out in one night.
Crazy.
It, yeah, she does. She's not a sewer.
Wow.
Like, and she, you know, she had a little bit of issue there, a little bit of issue here, but it came, like, I kept making her show it to me in the store. And so she was like, I'm just going to keep making this one because it's so easy. I go, no, your next project needs to be more complicated. I go, you can do this one. I go, that's fine if you want to make it one more time. I go, but your next project needs to be more complicated. She's like, why? I go, because that's how you grow. She was like, fine, I'll make the other one then too.
Fine, I'll make a bridal dress.
The next one, yeah, right? So the next one, she
screw you.
But here's the thing, the next one she makes, she texts me that next night. She has already cut it out. She's done all her pin basting on her quilt. She has binding on it. Like, she's totally killing it. I was like, this is what. I stretch people. That's what I feel like.
Well, that's what we're doing with the sewing challenge. So since we are on the challenge topic, July, no, not July, August, September is the pajama pants.
Yep.
Do we want to say what we're going to do in October? Do we want
no.
to announce it?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
But have you finished your July? She's drinking a lot. Oh my gosh.
I'm avoiding the answer.
Yeah.
I can drink more than half a bottle. If I keep drinking, I don't have to answer.
And it'll just be Michelle for the rest of the podcast.
Just drink 2 liters of water.
Did you finish
any
bags?
No. So my July was a zippered, open wide zipper pouch. And we have the discussion on mine, which I make on denim and red. And I forgot what's inside. Oh,
the
gingham. Yeah, the gingham, the plaid. And we had the discussion whether the red goes on top or the denim goes on top, and I'm making 2 zipper bags, so it's a little
bit longer.
To prove
me right.
So what I did is I cut all the pieces, and since the gingham is a really thin material, I attached the fusible fleece. So
ooh,
all the pieces are ready, and I just need to sit down and find the time to sew them.
I like that you went with fusible fleece instead of regular interfacing. It'll give it more body.
Okay. I just had fusible fleece at home.
That wasn't
a
conscious decision.
Don't know what's the difference, really. I mean, fusible fleece
it's
fuses
fleece.
To it versus
interface
interfacing.
Fuses also.
Okay. I don't know that. I'm not a sewer.
It's fleece is the key word. It's thick like fleece.
Right.
Interfacing is not
okay.
Fleece. It's thinner.
Huh.
Feel that.
Interesting.
Fondle that from underneath. I'm having her feel my...
That's not fleece.
That's
so
fusible fleece.
That's fleece, okay.
You feel it's thicker, it stands up.
It does stand.
Yeah. The regular interfacing is a lot thinner. It can be hard and it can be structured, or it can be really, really thin and fine, but it's much, much thinner. Fusible fleece, the key word is the fleece part.
That fusible fleece is so hot right now.
Fusible interfacings of all kinds are awesome because it's like, oh, I get to iron this down. What else? You know, I'll have to sew it down. I'm a big fan of that. Well,
you
made 2 bags since we've last spoken.
For the July challenge.
For the July challenge.
We're the worst hosts because we're like 3 months late. On
I'm a month late. A month and change late. But I banged out 2 bags.
And they look very pretty.
I banged out one that has an aqua background with different lollipops on them. Some of them are floral. Some of them are swirlies. And the inside is stripes,
nice.
Which
love
I love.
It.
Green, red, chocolate brown, pink, and white stripes of different varying sizes and width. And then I put a fuchsia zipper on it.
Very perfect.
Super cute.
Very
then
cute.
I cut up one of my precious.
Precious.
My precious.
My precious.
I love this material. It is discontinued. It is no longer in print. It is the viewfinder on also kind of an aquaish green background, but it has various viewfinder prints on.
You can find it on eBay or Etsy or anywhere.
Etsy is very limited, and that was like 6 months ago. It was out of print 2 years ago. I talked to the designer. I wrote the designer, and she wrote me back. I was like, I can't find it. She goes, yeah, it's out of print. She's like, where did you find what you have? She was like, oh my. She goes, I'm surprised you even found it. She goes, it sold out. It was really popular, and we stopped
nice.
Printing. I'm
who's
like,
the designer?
I can't think of her name, unfortunately.
Okay.
Super sweet. Like, she responded to me next day. It was super nice. She was like, enjoy it. I'm sorry. She goes, if I had some, I would hook you up. But like, she was like really nice, but it was very popular. I need to stop printing it because I think people from my generation and back get it because it's viewfinders. So I did viewfinder on the outside, but I did regular twill on the inside, which
perfect.
I like. I prefer the twill on the inside because it makes it stand up a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Both the lollipop is an outdoor material, but a lighter outdoor material, as is the inside. It's not one of those heavy ones like a poster is, but it's still, like if you feel it, it's still
mm-hmm.
an outside material.
Right.
It has that weave. That heavy weave. I just happen to like the twill like Amy Bath does on the inside. It's just nice and neutral. And then the outside is...
And you made them one color on the outside because the back can be made in either 2 colors or 1 color.
Yes, I like the 1 color for some reason.
Right.
This one I put a mustard yellow zipper on. But I have a problem making these tabs. And I cannot for the life of me make these tabs look good. So I hand sewed this one.
Very pretty.
It's all janky, but it looks all organic and shit. I had a ton of my problem is my machine has a problem with heavy duty thread for some reason, and I had to repick this whole thing out. There's a part where if you look on the outside, it looks like it's sewn through. It's not there's is missing a stitch, like I'm afraid to pull it. I'm just going to put what you call it on the back so it doesn't unfray. Like, I have the hardest time at thick parts with this material, but it looks awesome.
It looks very nice.
It looks really great. So now I have three bags like this, and I love them all. I'm going to make a giant sweater size one at some point out of this purple exterior material that I have. But yeah, I'm really happy. I'm so glad to have them done. Please notice my awesomeness on how my shit lines up.
Very nice.
Look at the top, dude.
Crazy.
Because on my gray, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's not like, I made it a point to line them up as well as possible.
I made a bag yesterday.
It's awesome.
And I had it all lined up, but then I forgot about the seam allowance.
No, I totally took seam allowance. I was like, okay, I'm going to lose some seam allowance.
And it was so perfect. We were looking and it was like, oh, wow, look, it's perfectly lined up. Then I saw it together. Like, oh, what happened to the lineup?
Yeah.
Oh, seam allowance. How did it go? Oh, so much calculation.
Yeah. But,
there.
My gray boxy bag, this one, after I finished it, I realized it doesn't line up. It's all crazy at the top, and it bugs me when I look at it. So I made sure to at least make an attempt to make it close.
If it bugs you too much, I'll take the bag.
No, you know,
nice
the door
bag.
Is closing.
Yeah.
The door is closed.
So I sold something too.
Ooh, what'd you sell?
It's actually because, like I said earlier, yesterday was supposed to be our sewing party,
right.
But then we had a surprise party. But then in the end, after everybody left, we actually did some sewing.
Nice.
And Zara wanted to make that reversible drawstring bag that we made for the June challenge.
Our first
one. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'll make one too. And I got to use for the first time in my life a rotary cutter. Oh my god, it's so cool.
Is it great?
They were like standing back when I was using it because I was like, this left,
oh
right.
Oh my gosh,
was,
don't
like,
cut your finger off.
Yeah, they were afraid of that and being cut in the head or
yeah.
the arm or something.
It was
so,
mad.
Apparently I need to
calm the hell down.
Yeah, but I was excited about it.
It's awesome.
So I made another drawstring.
Did you bring
bag.
It?
I brought it. I want you to guess the colors.
Let me see.
And I had to use
blue,
fabric that I had at home.
Blue and blue. Wait, blue and black.
Well, close, but not quite.
Oh my gosh! Not close at all, and so freaking unlike you. I actually threw it at me across the room. Oh, it is. What the hell is that?
Pink on the inside.
It is hot pink fuchsia on the inside. The top portion is a very delicate. Pattern, like, but it's yellow on yellow, and then freaking green and white chevrons with pink. Is this for me? This is for me, right?
No, this is not for you.
Because this is not for you.
I do not have a drawstring bag. I finally gave mine away that I made for somebody else.
This, how can you mentally even handle?
Well, the thing was, okay, and I
trying to match up chevrons is tough.
Right. And
I see what you're saying.
And they matched perfectly, at least on the bottom, until the seam
yeah.
allowance came in.
And it fucks everything up.
I don't care about that so much.
Eve, are you okay with using this?
Well, what happened is... Let me explain.
Is this elastic?
It's the material has a little bit of stretch to it, so
yeah,
it's
I'm
very
like,
funny.
Why did this pop back?
So what happened is I brought on a whole bunch of fabrics and then basically had other people pick them for me, i.e. Lisa picked these colors and Sarah seconded them. And I was like, okay, this will never go. And I mean,
no,
I was like,
perfect.
Oh my god, this is so cool.
It's
so
funny,
obnoxious.
Your vision, you have no trust.
I have no vision in terms of,
you know,
I can never
hilarious.
Ever see it, what it's going to look like finished. Like when you showed me the fabric for your zipper bags, I looked at it and what did I say? I said,
I'm
this
sure it'll
looks
be nice
really,
when you do it.
I cannot see it. And by I cannot see it, I don't mean it's going to be horrible, but it just literally means I cannot
see
it.
As a photographer, you have to be able to visualize. You have to be able to see the picture before you're done. It's, especially before the years of digital photography. So I could, when I would wait for film to come, I was never surprised because I always knew what I shot because I saw it in my head. And it's so funny to me that you're like, I guess that's going to be okay. I'm like, why can't she, in her mind's eye, why can't she see this bag? Like, before I even made it, it looked exactly like that in my head.
I do not see that. I was like, that's gonna, I have no idea. I just cannot. This is something I'm really lacking. I don't know if you can even learn that or not. I don't think
I don't
you
know.
Can.
So, I think it may be a practice
there
day.
There's other things that I'm really good at, but
this
not
is not one
this.
Of them.
I know my weaknesses. That's why for me, it's good to copy what I see other people do.
Right.
Or to just ask other people's opinion. So, because I'm challenged.
But trust me, there is
visually challenged in that respect.
I am not visually challenged. I'm actually really good.
Not visually is the wrong. Vision challenged.
Yeah, vision challenged. I'm pretty good with the vision challenge, not being vision challenged, but there are, let's look at it this way. There are a lot of things you can do that I cannot do. So we're good. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I it's not as, like, I just can't see it.
But for everything I do and things I enjoy doing, being able to visualize is super important. So.
No. God. That's why most of my projects are like black or blue. Because
I know.
Like, can't go wrong with that. And
that's
then, like,
why I want you to branch out.
Well, I did here clearly.
Clearly. You have to take a picture of that and post it.
Green. I'll post it in the June thread, and it's totally okay to
it's
post
adorable.
And bring those old posts back. It's fine.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you go back and make another drawstring back, then so be it.
Put that mug on there. That is so
I just realized the way
not
I'm dressed
so
today,
adorable.
That's what my zipper bag is going to look like. Then I'm on the bottom, red on top. And the other one is if I make a stand on my head right
this
now.
This is the right way.
It's going to be red on the bottom and...
The wrong
top,
way. The wrong way. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. The red should be on top, just like your outfit. You are proving my point for me, which
because,
I love
no,
when people do.
But that's because I don't have red pants.
And there's good reason for that. See where you're proving my point. Oh, I love it when people do that.
We will see when the bags are finished. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hopefully have them finished by the next podcast.
You should have
episode.
Them finished by the next podcast because we're in September. And you have pajamas with sock monkeys to
make. I'll have a sock monkey done.
Pajamas are actually really easy. It's only like, what, 5 seams?
I made shorts, pajama shorts for
same
my
thing.
Husband
yep.
earlier, and that worked fine.
It's the same thing, but longer.
Yep, so hopefully, and none of the monkeys are going to line up on any seams because I'm not there yet, and I'm not worrying about this.
My mother,
I actually don't care if it doesn't line up.
Now, if it's, like, plaids and stuff that I can, like, my mom made me, like, when I was little, when she used to make my clothes, like, my plaids would totally line up on the side.
Yeah,
I'm like,
my
you're
mother,
crazy.
Too, because she was a professional seamstress, so. And so were both my grandmothers. I don't know why this didn't go down the line.
Yeah, seriously.
Earlier
like, genetically, it's going to skip to
I
your
have
kids.
I no interest.
Your
kids,
your daughter is going to be 3 years old. I'm like, Mommy, I need a Husqvarna sewing machine. Or a Bernina.
No,
both.
My kid at 3 years will be like, can we upgrade that serger, please?
I know. Why don't we just give that one to Auntie Shell and get a new one, okay? Let's just do that because, you know, we need a better one.
We need a bigger sewing room.
I know.
Ooh, I need to have children.
I know, to justify your, like, needs. You know, I was talking to our kid today. They're 2 months old. Doesn't matter. I was talking to our child today. She said
she wants your daughter
pony.
Wants.
Yeah, your daughter wants a pony and a larger sewing room.
And a serger.
And a serger. Every time I see sergers, I'm like, I really need Eve to get a serger because by default, I will have a serger, and I'm down with this plan.
I need a serger.
Yes.
Oh, and guess what? I used for the making this thing, the drawstring.
What?
The thing. Which name I can't
wow, that
know.
Did not help.
The one that you pull through.
Oh, the bias tape maker?
Bias tape maker, yes. And then sewed it on both
oh,
sides.
Oh, I like the way you turned yours.
Bias tape maker folded in half and then do two seams down. Boom.
Ah, done. See, my seam runs down the middle. My edges are folded. You unfolded yours the right way.
By accident, because I don't know what I'm doing, so...
Dude, your edges are janky.
I just did a zigzag over it.
And I mean that in the best. No, I'm so not judging. Like, that's. Look, dude, look at this one on the back. I mean, it looks cute and all rustic on the front, but it looks crazy on the back. And then this one I just sewed across the bottom. I was like, whatever. Whatever. All three of them have horrible tabs.
On the zipper.
Yeah, that's horrible. I just can't do it, Captain.
I do like sewing. It just is, it takes
it's
time
quick.
And it takes space.
No,
but it
it's
goes
quick.
So much faster than making a sock monkey by hand versus sewing one. You are a knitted versus a sewed one.
Well, you can buy socks of those colors and sew it together.
Yeah, no, I need to have a knitted sock monkey. I don't know why. And it
but
to
see, here's
like
the problem: is you're
Chinese
making me want one. That's the problem. Is now I'm like, I kind of want a sock, Mackie. This is how shit happened.
This is all Lisa's fault because she was like, you want a sock,
Lisa.
Monkey? Do you want to make it? I'm like, of course, you know, because it's a challenge I have to do. You know, it's not even a challenge. It's like, of course,
you asked me. Now I have to do it.
So we absolutely do not allow people to challenge us anymore ever again.
Yes.
All right.
Because we don't know how to say no. I kind of want one of those now, but like different colors. I want mine to be like a gay rainbow one.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. Cool. Just to confuse people, keep people on their toes.
Where is my... Oh, I forgot.
You bought zippers for your zipper bag.
No, I had a shout out to another podcast, video podcast.
What happened? It was on there.
It was on there and I forgot. Is it Pepper?
Shit.
Oh, God, she's so cute. Okay, somebody I've been talking to on Ravelry. She has her own video podcast now. And you know what? I'm going to just play her promo. Are we done?
Yeah, I don't know why I thought I printed the one.
Paprika Knits.
Yes, I thought I'm sorry.
Paprika Pearls. Oh, God. She's super cute. Check out her video podcast. We'll just play the promo right now.
Okay.
And are we done?
Yeah.
We're done. Well, thanks for listening. And
make
here,
jammies.
Make jammies. And here is the...
More jammies. They're not hard.
Paprika Pearls thing. If I can get it going... What's going on here? Open up.
Don't mess up our recording.
I'm not. I don't know why it's not playing, damn thing. iTunes.
There it is.
iTunes.
No, it's up there.
Oh, it's playing, but I have the
volume
down.
So pretty.
So smart. Here we go. Caitlin. Paprika Pearls. There she is.
Welcome to the Paprika Pearls podcast. My name is Caitlin and I'm your host. I love talking about knitting and my cat Paprika. You can find my video podcast on iTunes very soon. And right now, view episodes on my YouTube channel at Paprika Pearls. I also have show notes on my blog at paprikapearls.blogspot.com. I really hope you'll try out my podcast and enjoy watching. Thank you.
So adorable.
So adorable. She's so sweet. Check her out. Oh, and there's our outro music.
I guess this is our outro music. Siesta.
That song is so hot right now. Oh my god. It's like putting everybody to sleep. Get it. It's a bad one.
Cheers, also Gabby.
Oh my gosh! I've been looking for this version of the song for years.
Israel.
No, it's from
Israel Kamakawa.
No. What's the medical show with all the doctors?
ER?
It was from ER when one of the doctors died and he went to Hawaii and his wife and his daughter and he knew he was dying and he's like, I want to go to Hawaii. I don't want to, you know, have a horrible death in a hospital. So his daughter had been His daughter had been acting out, and she was in bed. It was clear as the night. She put his headphones on with this song, and just like she heard that she was dying, and I was like bawling.
Oh,
happy
girl. Thanks for
No problem. I've been looking for this song for years. You guys can just send me at work tomorrow. Israel Kamakawi.
Hawaiian.
All right, everyone, have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.